all the way from Cranston, Rhode Island. This is the Living Reminders, a podcast dedicated to the leftovers on HBO. And today we're giving you a special bonus episode. Suddenly I'm hit. It's the darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Living Reminders. I am actually going alone. Oh, and by the way, this is Blake. Sorry, I'm going at this one alone. My beautiful wife is upstairs with my son taking a nap. And today is actually her birthday. And we're going to be celebrating it with a Kentucky Derby party. But in the meantime, to give you, the listener, a nice taste, before the next episode comes out, we wanted to actually bring you the Brian David's Thought of the Week from the previous episode. So without further ado, Brian, take it away.
Mary, Blake, and the rest of the Living Reminders, it's Brian Davids from the Film Schlubs podcast, and I'm back with another Thought of the Week. Well, first off, I really enjoyed Kevin Garvey Sr.'s standalone adventures, something that I've been waiting to see since season one. Damon is so good at these type of episodes, as he's proven on Lost and now The Leftovers. During this episode, I kept noticing the color combo of red and white. Examples include the fire truck during Senior's October 14th flashback, the red circles and X's on Senior's white colored map, the red cloth and white paint worn by the Aboriginal people, as well as Senior, the red and white circle sign and boxes at the police station, the station's fire extinguisher, the red and white parking sign at the station, the red pen Senior used on his white map, the red and white post office logo, the red and white package with the Book of Kevin inside it, the red and white roof on the cafe where Senior read the white Book of Kevin on which he wrote the F word in red ink, the red and white circles found on a few pieces of art at the art gallery, Senior's red and white wanted sign, the white and red chair on Christopher Sunday's porch, Sunday's white and red shirt. I could go on and on even more than I already have. So what does this all mean? It could mean lots of things. Heaven and hell, God and the devil, holy and unholy, the blood of Christ versus the body of Christ. However, white and red, when put together, usually means danger of some kind. So were these red and white colors meant to be warning signs for Kevin Sr. during his journey? I also notice a lot of yellow and orange, and combined with red, that leads to fire. Fire has recurred throughout this series, whether it's Matt and Nora's family home that burned down with their parents inside, the guilty remnant cul-de-sac that burned down, or Isaac's house which John burned down. So maybe it's not the flood we have to worry about, maybe it's fire, as that would bring the series full circle like some of the shapes that we saw in red and white. Kevin Sr. also saw a man burn himself to death in this episode, which leads to a topic I covered last week involving Nora. Firstly, because Mary and Blake discussed this as well, I want to clarify that I don't think Nora is suicidal, even if she truly intends on being zapped. If Nora Durst really wanted to kill herself, she wouldn't need anyone or some Swiss machine to help her do it, something she indicated to Angel, the prostitute in season 1. Nora just wants a chance to see her kids again, even if the odds are slim to none and she has to give up her life to do so. Essentially, she'd kill herself by using this machine, but I'm still not sure if she can be considered suicidal in the context of this show. After all, Kevin drank poison just to get rid of Patty. He wasn't suicidal. While this isn't the most apt analogy, many people have deadly habits in life such as smoking. Are smokers suicidal since they know where it leads to someday? I don't necessarily think so. Perhaps the term suicidal is black and white to everybody else, but in the context of the Leftovers universe, I think it's meant to be a gray area. Anyway, back to the man who committed suicide in front of Kevin Sr. The man said to him, "They didn't take me." Then the man asked Kevin Sr. if he'd kill a baby if it would cure cancer. Sr. said no, which the man agreed with, before lighting himself on fire. I believe this man was rejected by the Swiss physicist that Nora is flying to Australia to meet. Unlike Nora, this man was clearly suicidal. Could the Swiss doctors tell that he was suicidal? Are they not interested in suicidal people? So if I were a betting man like Matt Jameson, I would bet that Nora will be asked this same question. The bigger question is, will she give the same answer as the man who committed suicide after being rejected? Perhaps these doctors are looking for people to say that they don't care either way, since they're ready to move to the other side. Whether you choose to save the baby or future cancer victims, you're indicating that you have an investment in the world you supposedly want to leave behind. Mark Lynn Baker said to Nora that he wanted to take control of his life, and so I can't imagine that he'd let his fate be decided by some random trolley problem question. So indifference is the best approach if you're Mark Lynn Baker or Nora Durst, because it proves to these doctors that there's nothing handcuffing you to the world that you want to leave. Perhaps the Swiss doctors will be able to tell that Nora is not suicidal, unlike the man in the desert, leading to her approval to be zapped. Maybe she proves it's an elaborate con, as she suggested to George Brevity, or maybe it's an elaborate study performed by an organization like the DSD. Well, that's it for this week's Thought of the Week. You can find more of me, Brian Davids, on Twitter at BDF331. Also, check out my TV film podcast at filmschlubspodcast.com, where I just interviewed Vince Gilligan about Better Call Saul. The Leftovers' Tom Perata is coming up next. Once again, thank you to Marion Blake and to you, the audience, for listening.
Thank you, Brian. As always, we really appreciate everything you bring to the table. Always something that is astute and well thought out. But for now, you know, I really don't have much else. I don't have a sudden theory of the week. I don't have anything. This was, again, was just a taste to get your palates cleansed of the last week episode and bring you forward to the next episode coming forward. And I hope that you enjoyed it. So why don't we do this? Why don't we just close this bad boy out and we can put a bookend on Crazy White Fella Thinking. What do you think? So, like I said, we're closing out the show today. You can reach us at all of our social media handles, us being Mary or I, for the Living Reminders. All of the handles on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything you could think of, smoke signals, it is all at Living Reminders. And if you want to catch more of our episodes, you can always listen to us on iTunes or go to our website at www.livingreminders. No, I'm sorry. I check that. It is thelivingreminders.com. And if you would like, if you think we bring enough value to you in your experience with The Leftovers, please consider becoming a patron of ours. As little as $2 a month help keep this podcast and everything we do as Mary and Blake going, and we would be honored if you would consider us in helping donate some of your hard-earned money and to keep our productions going. I really don't want to say goodbye to Crazy White Fella Thinking, but I think it's time, and I'm ready to move on. Ready to move on to the middle of the season of The Leftovers. Oh my God! You know, this is going to be the middle of it when everything finally comes to its zenith, and then it's on the way down. So, guys, I think we're closer to the end than we really want to be. But hey, don't cry because it's over. Be happy because it happened. So anyway, that is it. That is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you want to contact us, you can always do the website or the social handles or livingreminders@gmail.com. As for now, for Mary Larson, my name is Blake, and we're still here.